What's up, everybody? This is your boy G. I know it's been a while since I've been on here. My bad. I've just been had a whole lot on my plate. You know what I'm saying? But hopefully, God willing, I'll be able to, you know what I'm saying, resume as normal at least once or twice a week. You know what I'm saying? So how's everybody doing? You know what I'm saying? Today I want to discuss, you know what I'm saying, the double standard in America on racism, man. You know what I'm saying? And you know what I'm saying, the idiot brothers and sisters, you know what I'm saying, that act like racism don't exist. Like Lil Wayne, dumbass, all about he ain't never experienced racism. You know what I'm saying? How stupid is that? You know what I'm saying? I don't care who you are in America. You know what I'm saying? If you are of color, you have experienced some racism. You know, and that's real. You know, I was watching, you know what I'm saying, the footage. You know what I'm saying? How they, you know, the Trump supporters attacked the Capitol. You know what I'm saying? It's crazy. And they act, my thing is this here. How can you be so blind that you don't see, you know what I'm saying, what the hell Trump is doing? I don't care what, you know what I'm saying? I don't care if I'm a Democrat. You know what I'm saying? If a Democrat is doing something stupid or doing something illegal or on some bullshit, I'm going to call him on it. I'm not finna sit up here just because I'm a Democrat and go along with it. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like sheep getting led to be slaughtered. You know what I'm saying? To me, it don't make no damn sense. You know what I'm saying? But I'm going to tell you like this. The only thing that I can come up with, the only solution that I can come up with, you know what I'm saying, that's plausible, is that all of these fools are straight fucking racist. You know what I'm saying? You know, because can't be that many people that stupid. You know what I'm saying? To believe what Trump say. You know, everybody know he's a fucking liar. Everybody know he's a fucking crook. You know what I'm saying? It ain't, that don't take rocket science and, you know what I'm saying, to figure that out. You know what I'm saying? So for them to follow him like that and to do the things that they did at the Capitol, talking about it's a revolution. Get the fuck out. Get the hell out of here. It ain't no revolution, but I know a lot of y'all motherfuckers going to jail. You know what I'm saying? You know, they thought that they could actually just go and storm the Capitol, go in inside, tear shit up, steal shit, and wasn't nothing going to happen? Y'all think, did they think that Trump was going to save them? You know what I'm saying? Did they think they had free reign to do what they wanted to do, and America was going to stand for it? You know what I'm saying? For real, these got to be the dumbest motherfuckers on earth. Excuse my French, but I'm just being straight up and blunt. You know what I'm saying? They got to be the dumbest on earth if they think they could do what they did at that Capitol, and they thought nothing wasn't going to happen behind it. You know what I'm saying? Talking about it's a revolution. You know what I'm saying? Trump can't help them. Trump can't even help himself. You know, at the end of the day, he going to jail too when it's all said and done. You know what I'm saying? When New York get through with his ass, he'll be in jail too. You can't pardon the motherfucker for a state crime. You know what I'm saying? So he gonna be in trouble. But man, did y'all see how they just tore the Capitol up, man? You know what I'm saying? They actually all got getting on getting recorded and making statements all on TV, on film in front of reporters, talking about, you know what I'm saying, it's their right. You know what I'm saying? And it's your right. It's your right to tear up the Capitol? Boy, it's going to be a whole lot of people going to jail, man. But I'm saying this to say, you know what I'm saying, it's a double standard. Remember when Black Lives Matter went to Washington? How many National Guard? They couldn't even get up one step. If they would have went up one step, they would have been shot. You know how many National Guards they had out there? Like we was going to tear up something? We ain't going, we just protesting. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying, all people be acting like, you know what I'm saying, we the problem, but they the problem. You know what I'm saying? We not the ones, you know what I'm saying, that's the mass murderers. You know what I'm saying? going out and killing people and masses, blowing up buildings. You know, we didn't blow up Oklahoma. We didn't try to blow up New York. You know what I'm saying? They act like it's us, but it's not us. It's them. You know what I'm saying? It's these crazy ass white people that's doing this shit. You know? They try to act like we the problem. We not the problem. They the problem. You know what I'm saying? They the one that create all the havoc. They the one that create all the bullshit. You know what I'm saying? They the ones that do this, man. It's not us. They want to act like it's us or try to blame it on us. But it's definitely not us. And that's real. You know, but you know, at the end of the day, they want to blame everything on us anyway. Everything that go down is, you know what I'm saying, it's our fault. You know, but we got to come together, man. You know what I'm saying? As one, as a unit, you know what I'm saying, to make everything better. You know, because racism ain't gonna stop. Come on, man. Who y'all kidding? All Trump did is brought it out to the light to where we really see, you know what I'm saying, that, you know, racism is crazy. You know what I'm saying? He brought all the races out the closet, in other words. You know, that's all he did is brought them out. You know what I'm saying? And they've been exposing themselves. You know what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, you can't go back in the closet. Once you come out the closet, you out the closet. You can't go back in. You know what I'm saying? So, you know what I'm saying? A lot of them is, you know, it's fucked because they really thought Trump was going to win again. You know what I'm saying? They thought Trump was going to win again. But at the end of the day, his ass is out of there. He thought he was going to win again. You know? But that ain't going down. You know what I'm saying? The people have spoken. You know, Trump is up out of there. So now these crackers, they really trying to figure out what the hell they going to do now. You know what I'm saying? Because you ain't going to be able to get away with the bullshit you was getting away with when Trump was in office. Everything has been too exposed now. You know, they exposed themselves. So now that they exposed themselves, they can't go back. You know what I'm saying? You already exposed. So what you going to do now? You know, Trump, the only good thing about the Trump era is that all those races, you know what I'm saying, a whole lot of races have been exposed. That's all. That's all it did. You know? So now this finna go into a new era. And the same little shit y'all was doing and getting away with it when Trump was in office. You know what I'm saying? It ain't finna happen now. You ain't getting away with nothing. You know what I'm saying? That's what's gonna go down. You ain't finna get away with nothing. You know, but us, man, we just have to come together, you know what I'm saying, and support each other, man. I'm gonna tell you the only thing that really hurt these crackers, these white people, man, is when you're dealing with this, when you fuck over their money. When you fucking with their money, that's the only thing gonna make them act right. You know what I'm saying? And not just crackers, you know what I'm saying? We got a whole lot of racist people that we deal with, you know what I'm saying, that we spend our money with, you know what I'm saying, faithfully, that we shouldn't be spending it with. You know what I'm saying? A whole lot of these Asians and Indians be racist. You know what I'm saying? From the ones from India. Be on some racial shit when you go in them 7-Elevens and you go in them little mom and pop stores, when you go in them little hair and beauty supplies and all that shit. You know, I went to the motherfucker, went to Louisiana, the ones that mixed with that had sell the Asian food too. And you know what I'm saying? And you go in that motherfucker, man, and They straight tell you we don't take debit or credit cards. You don't take debit or credit cards, why? I bet you don't say that in your community. You know what I'm saying? How you don't take debit or credit cards? You know, was y'all just gonna take the money and just take it on up out of here, huh? You just want all cash, like, all debit cards and credit cards ain't no good. You know what I'm saying? I really feel that, you know what I'm saying, them kind of stores, them kind of businesses, we should boycott them. Nobody should go to them, period, until they start taking debit or credit cards. Because I remember one day I was hungry as a motherfucker when I went in that place. You know what I'm saying? I didn't have no cash on me, but I had my debit card on me. I had got like three debit cards, you know what I'm saying? I mean, well, one debit card and three business cards. All of them got money on them. All of them got my money in the bank. I go in that motherfucker, make my order, and they tell me, I pull out my card, and they tell me, oh, we don't take these. Man, I curse that motherfucking ass out, man. I was mad as fuck, man, and hungry. You know what I'm saying? But I'm just saying that to say this, that, you know what I'm saying, they come in our community, man, and straight totally disrespects us, man. You know what I'm saying? Just like all these companies, man. All these companies that's dealing with Trump and supporting Trump and supporting his motherfucking, when he was running for office, supporting him running for office. We need to boycott all of them, man. You know what I'm saying? We don't need to spend a dime with none of them. You know, this shit is ridiculous now. You know what I'm saying? We don't need to spend a dime with none of these clowns, man. You know what I'm saying? They can just treat us any kind of way. You know what I'm saying? We need to step up. We need to step up for real. You know what I'm saying? Because that ain't how it's supposed to go. You know what I'm saying? But it's just up to us. But what we gonna do, man? You know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers come on here talking, and we need to start a movement to a boycott movement. For real, man. We need to start boycotting business by business, man. You know what I'm saying? Until they break the fuck down. Because we spend more money than everybody. Don't nobody in America spend more money than blacks, man. Because we spend money on a whole lot of bullshit. You know what I'm saying? When it comes to spending money on bullshit, that's us. But you can spend your money on whatever you want to spend it on. I ain't tripping that. But we need to just come together, man. And we need to make a statement. You know what I'm saying? We can start off with the businesses in the neighborhood. The same business in that neighborhood that's discriminating on us and that's on some bullshit on us. You know what I'm saying? We need to go up in there and boycott it till they can't make a dime or they got to get the hell out. And soon they get the hell out, we need to open up that same business that they had in the neighborhood, you know what I'm saying, and run it for us. You know, so we need to do that business by business. You know what I'm saying? That way, when they go, bam, black business pop up. Same spot, same form of business. You know what I'm saying? We should do that in every neighborhood, man. Because just like you know what I'm saying? You can go there and buy their hair products. You can buy it from a brother or a sister. You know what I'm saying? Donut shops, you know a lot of them got donut shops. Just like you come in the hood with the donut shops, you know, don't want to accept no credit cards or debit, get their ass up out of there, open the donut shop right back up soon they leave. Bam. That way we creating our own business in our own neighborhoods, man. You know what I'm saying? That's the man. We got to be creative, man. You know? We got to do what we got to do, man. And that's real. Because don't nobody give a damn about us but us, man. And some of us don't give a damn about each other. That's crazy. So what we gonna do, man? You know what I'm saying? We know that racism is everywhere. Racism ain't going nowhere. You know what I'm saying? But we sure don't got to have the races in our neighborhoods. You know what I'm saying? Dealing with our people, dealing with our kids. You know what I'm saying? You know, they come with that racist shit in the neighborhood. We got to get them up out of there. You know what I'm saying? Plain and simple. We got to get them up out of there, man. You know, we ain't nothing violent. You know what I'm saying? All we do is boycott. Who going to say where they ain't making no money? You know what I'm saying? Easy way to get rid of them. Just boycott. You know what I'm saying? That's all we got to do. You know what I'm saying? We start with the neighborhood, and then we move to these big businesses that, you know what I'm saying, we know been on some racist shit too. We boycott their ass too, because at the end of the day, man, motherfuckers, when you dealing with their money, going in their pockets, oh yeah, they gonna get some act right. They definitely gonna get some act right. All, you know what I'm saying, that all these restaurants and stuff, when you going on, you ain't got no brothers and sisters working no fucking way in these restaurants. You know what I'm saying? You know, my motherfuckers always hollering about, oh, this and that. But you know, you don't see no motherfucking brothers working in no Mexican restaurants. You don't see no sisters working in none. You don't see, you definitely ain't gonna see nothing working in an Asian place of businesses but Asians. That's it, that's all. You know, you will not, you even going to the swap meet. You ain't gonna see a brother or a sister working in a swap meet unless it's his own business. And that's real. You know? So, you know, it's a whole lot of racism shit going on, you know what I'm saying? That's not even blatant, but it is blatant. Because anytime you can walk into a swap meet, a big ass, you can go in a sauce swap meet, you know what I'm saying? And you ain't got no brothers or sisters working in one booth unless they own it. It's some fucking racism shit. You know what I'm saying? It's racism. So we got to boycott all that shit up in there too. You know what I'm saying? Come on, man. It ain't gonna get better unless we make it better. You know what I'm saying? See, you know, since Trump, racism is just every fucking where, and you can see it everywhere. This Trump era has really opened, you know, my eyes up to what all this racism that's going on, man. You know what I'm saying? It ain't no, man, this shit is busy shit. Only thing different from now and back in the day is a nigga ain't just going for that motherfucker beating and all that bullshit and like they used to. You know what I'm saying? No motherfucker cracker say something now, out of line a nigga quick to knock his ass out. And that's good. Fuck him. You know what I'm saying? But this just shows us really how much racism it is in America, man. You know, so what we gonna do about this racism shit? You know what I'm saying? Only thing that's gonna fuck with them is that money. I'm telling you. And they can still stay racism. They still gonna stay racist. You know what I'm saying? But they gonna do the motherfucking right thing when it comes to their money. I can tell you that. When it comes to them, you being blatant and not hiring motherfuckers and discriminating. When it comes to you taking their money, not spending your money with them. You know what I'm saying? I guarantee you they gonna get their ass in line. You know what I'm saying? Because that's all matters to them motherfuckers is money. So when we get to fucking with their money, we going to get them jobs. You know what I'm saying? We going to get whatever we got coming. You know? So, you know, that's the only way that I see, you know what I'm saying, that you're going to be able to deal with these fools to where, you know what I'm saying, they going to still be racist, but they going to do what the fuck they supposed to do by us. You know, and that's real. You know, that money. Money is power, man. You know what I'm saying? Money is everything in these motherfuckers, man. You know what I'm saying? So we get that money. We start dealing, you know, start messing with their money, start boycotting them and not dealing with them. And then they going to jump right in line, without a doubt. You know, so that's what I'm talking about, man. That's what I'm trying to get, you know what I'm saying, trying to get a push on, man. So we need to, you know what I'm saying, and wherever you at, man, in every neighborhood that's out there, you got these racists working in y'all hoods, you know what I'm saying? that's really disrespectful. You know what I'm saying? And we don't have to do no, we ain't got to be no violence at all. None. All we got to do is don't give them that money. As long as they can't make no money, they're not going to stay there. We don't want the ones in the neighborhood to act right. You know what I'm saying? We want the ones in the neighborhood to get the hell on so we can open that same business. But with the big corporations, you know what I'm saying, they got to act right. They got to start giving them jobs out. They got to start being more respectful. You know? So that's what I'm thinking we got to do, man. You know, that's just my opinion. You know what I'm saying? Anybody else got any other opinions on how we can move forward? You know what I'm saying? On dealing with this racism in the neighborhoods and with these corporations, man. Feel free, you know what I'm saying, and comment. You know, because, you know, I know, and we won't, shit. Two heads is better than one, so we got to, figure this shit out together, So once we can figure it out together, you know what I'm saying, we can move forward, and we can, man, it's all good. Yep. So I'm just sitting here relaxing, man, and y'all check this out. Hey. That's what I'm talking about. Shotgun. Shoot him before he runs. Boy, ain't nothing like a little music in the morning, man. But yeah, like I said, anybody have any comments, ideas, hey, let's kick them around. Hey, on some real shit, man. Anybody that listen to this podcast, man, please, man, spread the word about the podcast, man. Come on, I changed the name from OG Redemption to Life of a G. You know what I'm saying? Because basically I'm going to be talking about a lot about my life. And I'm going to have some guests on here, some G's on here, some OG's on here to talk about, their life and what they've been going through and how they made it and how, and what's going on with them. I'm going to talk about everything, though, really. You know what I'm saying? Because that's what I do. But, I'm trying to do this TV show called Life of a G, too. So that's why I renamed this podcast Life of a G. You know what I'm saying? But it's still dealing with the same thing, dealing with the gangs, dealing with the youngsters, dealing with the community, dealing with everyday life, man. What's going on in everyday life, good and bad, So... that's why I changed the name. But at the end of the day, man, I'm just on here, I'm just on here basically trying to do my part, man. I did some fucked up things in my life that I'm not proud of, But, through Jesus Christ, I done changed my life around, And what I do now, I'm really dedicating my life to being a servant and being of service, and trying to help others, Because that's what life is all about, love and helping others, And that's what Jesus Christ is all about, love and helping others. I'm not on here to try to preach or to try to convert nobody into being nothing. I'm just sharing my life. That's it, But I am going to give Jesus his praise, though, without a doubt. Because without him, man, I know for sure I wouldn't be here today. I would not be here today if it wasn't for Jesus. You know what I'm saying? Because, man, my life, man, the way my life was going, man, I know if it wasn't for Jesus, I'd be dead right now. And that's real. So all praises to Jesus, man. You know, but for those out there, you know what I'm saying? That's on the same page that I'm on, man. Hey, man, get on board, man. Let's ride this train, man. You know what I'm saying? Look, man, we all are here, you know what I'm saying, for a purpose, man. You know, we just got to figure out what that purpose is and move on it. So I know what my purpose is, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, this is what I ask people all the time, man. What do you want your legacy to be? You know what I'm saying? I know I want my legacy. I want my family to be proud of me. I want my sons to be proud of me. You know what I'm saying? I want people to say, damn, man, he went from this to that. You know what I'm saying? And I know if I can change, man, anybody can change, homie. Because all you got to do is Google my name, man, Frederick Stage. Just go Google my name and see what come up. You know what I'm saying? I wasn't one of them, you know what I'm saying, that was in the background or just, you know, saying I'm this or I'm that. You know, some talking, but I lived it. You know what I'm saying? I lived it for real. I'm not like one of these rappers that look at other people's lifestyle and rap about it like it's theirs. You know what I'm saying? I'm straight up with mine. You know, my history been documented. You can just Google my name and you're going to see who I am. You know, and that's real. You know? Yeah, I did it. I've been there and I've done that. And I'm not proud of that either. You know what I'm saying? That's why I'm trying to do what I'm doing now. Well, that's why I'm doing what I'm doing now. You know? So that I can show others, you know what I'm saying, that, you know, it's possible to change. It's just up to you. You know what I'm saying? And a little help from the Lord above. You know? Because, you know, some help from the Lord above goes a long, long way. And that's real. But, now just think about it, you know? Think about, you know what I'm saying, how we can move forward, what we want to do, you know what I'm saying? And let's start something, man. Let's do something, you know? Because if we don't do it, who going to do it? Ain't nobody going to do it for us. So if somebody out there waiting, if somebody waiting for somebody to do it for us, we'll be waiting the rest of our life. You know what I'm saying? Because this is about us. This is about our future. This is about our kids. You know what I'm saying? We just got to let them know by hitting them in their pockets that shit got to change. You know, we hit them in their pockets, shit definitely going to change. And that's real, without a doubt. You know, I ain't been on here like I should be on here, but I'm finna start being on here more often. You know what I'm saying? I need to get some interactions. You know what I'm saying? And I need to interview some of y'all, really, for real. So y'all gonna say what's on y'all mind. You know what I'm saying? So for those of y'all don't follow me on Facebook, you know what I'm saying? Go to my Facebook at Frederick Stage. You know what I'm saying? And you would see a picture of me and with a lot of jewelry on my neck. You know what I'm saying? That's some fucking old jewelry. Man, that jewelry I didn't have since the 90s, man. You know what I'm saying? I still got it. And it's real. You know, but yeah, go there. Because if you follow me on Facebook, they got a little podcast where, you know what I'm saying, I can click y'all in on Facebook, and you know what I'm saying, and y'all can talk and whatever and correspond with me too. So go to Facebook. Nah, you know what, man? I can't even send y'all to Facebook. I already got over 5,000. I got 5,000 followers on Facebook. And that's the limit they let you have. That's crazy. So I'm going to have to figure out something else so we can be able to correspond. Yeah. But you know that this your boy, you know what I'm saying? I just wanted to get on here, you know what I'm saying, and say a couple of things, speak my mind on this racism. And we already know it's a double standard, you know what I'm saying, because they don't treat whites the way they treat blacks. I done seen white people, you know, I done seen white boys actually fight the police, you know what I'm saying, and all kind of shit, and they still won't shoot them. You know what I'm saying? I done seen on TV where white boys and pull guns on police, pull guns out, and they still won't shoot them. You know what I'm saying? So we already know that it definitely is definitely a double standard. You know, so what we got to do, we know what I'm saying, we just got to be careful, man. You know what I'm saying? For real, we got to be careful. You know what I'm saying? And every man must know his limits. Don't get caught up or bite into, you know what I'm saying, a situation where you're going to get hurt. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes we got to, you know, bite our tongue, you know what I'm saying, and just, you know, let the shit play out and then deal with it later. But it's going to be dealt with. You know, so whatever it is, man, be smart. Be smart about it, you know. So this your boy G, man. Love all y'all, man. You know, y'all can leave some comments on here, holler at me, tell me whatever you need to tell me, and I'm definitely going to respond, man. You know, so love all y'all, man. Y'all stay up, y'all stay safe, stay sucker-free, and don't get caught up in the bullshit, man. And definitely keep stay masked up and, you know, and stay washing your hands because of this COVID shit, because it's really killing people. I love y'all, man. Y'all stay up. I'm out of here.